from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this day. Amen. Last week, we found Nicodemus seeking out Jesus. He came as a leader, as a person of knowledge. And yet he came, as we heard last week, with a sense of overconfidence. He came with false assumptions, and as we found in Nicodemus' encounter with Jesus, there was ultimately a failure on Nicodemus' part to understand. I don't think that it was necessarily Nicodemus' fault. Nicodemus is probably more like most of us than we would like to admit. Rather, like many in our world, like us, we are conditioned. These are conditioned behaviors, especially for those of us privileged with power. And yet, as we heard last week, Jesus does not withhold grace from Nicodemus. Jesus speaks that grace that even the preamble of John's Gospel describes as grace upon grace. Jesus tells Nicodemus about God's grace. Jesus utters those now famous words, "For God so loved the world." And in that grace, Nicodemus and we find that even our failings cannot break the will of God to reach the souls of those who are loved. Today there's another encounter. This time, Jesus encounters this person we only know as the woman at the well. This week we hear about her story, and she is by every measure the opposite of Nicodemus. She's a woman. She's a Samaritan. She has no name in the text, which I don't think is a slight by the gospel writer, but rather a recognition that so many women, that so many people without power have gone unnamed and even exist in our world as those who are seen and not paid attention to. She's certainly not a teacher like Nicodemus was. And there's this element that we understand through the text that this woman comes as one who is shamed. This business about five husbands and the one that she has now not being her husband. So often that has been read to suggest that she's promiscuous or easy or somehow broken. More likely, she's a victim of a male-dominated culture where she, as people today, have no rights, including the right to her own body, her own sense of agency, the opportunity to develop her own future. It's curious that she also comes to this well at noon, at the height of the sun shining upon the earth, at the height of the heat of the day. She's alone. And I think here again, the gospel writer is telling us that she is shunned by her community. Why would she come at noon? Why would she come at the heat of the day and not in the cool of the morning or the evening time? Except that others in her community would rather her not be around. And to tell you the truth, she probably wouldn't be around them either if she had her choice. And this well that they meet at, what is this place? The gospel tells us that it is the well that Jacob gave. It represents a history that Jesus and the woman and her people share, despite the cultural boundaries that the world has set up. Jesus meets this woman at a place where their worlds connect. But their worlds are not very good at connecting. Samaria is indeed foreign territory, according to the Jews of Judea and Galilee. It is a place where unclean people live, according, again, to the Judeans. And it's not necessarily used as a travel route. It would have been easy enough for Jesus to take the customary route, the road that goes down through Jericho and across the Jordan and up the east side of the Jordan, outside of Samaritan territory, to get back to Galilee, to where he was going, to get back to his people. And yet he takes this route through Samaria. The text says that he had to go through Samaria. It's a little bit of irony and humor, I think, in the text, in that there is definitely no reason to think that he had to go through that area. He goes there because he chooses to go. He goes there because Samaria is exactly what Jesus is talking about when he says, "For God so loved the world." Samaria is the first step of Jesus encountering the whole world. Jesus goes to a place that is beyond his borders, that is outside of the world that his people would say is important, and into the world that God loves. Jesus doesn't have to go through Samaria, but he does. Jesus doesn't have to talk to a woman, but he does. Jesus doesn't have to deal with a person who is shunned by literally everyone else, but he does. These encounters are meant to go together. Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night, and this unnamed, foreign, rejected woman at noon. Who are the people God is calling us to go to? People who may be way off our radar. Are they people that don't make as much money as we think they should? Are they people whose success doesn't match our expectations? Are they people who live on the wrong side of a border? Are they people who love others that we think they shouldn't? And yet, are they the ones who may be most receptive to the message that God has given them to hear through us? It's easy for us to believe that we can get along just fine by sticking close to the people who are like us, who think like us, who are part of our little world. Ironically, this coronavirus issue that we're dealing with, as much as it's pushed us apart from one another and kept us from gathering with people who are important to us, perhaps it is already showing us that we need each other more than anything else. Even though we're not gathering for church in our usual way this day even, maybe this can be an opportunity for us to reach beyond our boundaries and to enter into the lives of others in our community, others who need to hear the message that God has given us. Jesus shows us that God's world is much bigger than ours. And Jesus says that that is the world that God so loves, that he gave his only Son, so that everyone, when they believe in Jesus, when they trust in Jesus, when they hear and see and experience Jesus lived through us and into the whole world might be transformed into eternal life. The noonday sun under which Jesus meets this amazing woman shines a light on her willingness to hear and receive Jesus, to run back to a community that has not always been perfect to her, to do for them what they could not do for her, and be the light of God. John's gospel has already told us that in Jesus, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus gives us that light to carry. It lights our own way, but it also lights up the opportunity that people have to show us the grace of God in their own way, in their own gifts and talents. Or perhaps we are the ones who are imperfect, alone, shunned by some part of our world. maybe we are the ones living in a foreign land, rejected by an established set of rules and a code of religion. While we are going about the tasks of our daily lives, under the heat of the noon sun, Jesus has come to meet us, to ask us for a drink, and to give us living water. Jesus heals the world, sometimes by reaching out to individuals, but often as a whole community, a whole town, a whole world, as we invite him to come and stay. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, heal us, and make us whole. Amen.